A larger part of the coastal region in Kenya sits along the Indian Ocean, where much is covered by mangrove forest. For decades, the plant species has been endangered by illegal human activities such as being cut down for firewood, building materials, or charcoal. In the rural area of Mide Creek in Kilifi County on the northern coast, I found Rafa Salim, the founder of the Mida Conservation Project that preserves mangroves along the Arabuko-Sokoke Forest. She explains how they involve the community in the project and how money from tourism goes back to help them.
Mide Creek tunapata asali ya miko.
We get fresh and special honey from mangrove trees. You cannot get it anywhere else. This has been one of the major tourist attractions. Tourists come here from far away only to ask for honey. This in turn has led the women here to put more emphasis on mangrove tree conservation.
Richard Matano is a manager at the Community Action for Nature Conservation organization based in Kenya. He says there is a variety of mangrove forests along the seashore, and by conserving them, the ecosystem is given a better breeding ground. He adds that mangrove forests are essential when it comes to matters of climate change.
We have issues with climate change. If we conserve mangrove trees, we can get rid of certain problems. Recently, we have been experiencing floods caused by climate change, but if we sensitize the community on how to conserve the environment, I believe our lives will be better.
This has led local fishermen to form beach management units to help govern and take care of the ecosystem. They say mangrove forests have helped them to catch a bigger fish during high tides when a variety of fish come along to feed on mangroves. Alex Toya is working under the Mida Conservation Awareness Group as a tour guide. He says this project has brought joy to the lives of many jobless youth in the area who have found jobs.
We are working hand in hand with our youth group to ensure we have a clean environment along the Mida Creek beach. They earn a living here. Some work as cooks while others work as boat captains and tour guides.
Students living along Mida Creek have had challenges in accessing secondary education, but through a program called Arabuko-Sokoke Schools and Ecotourism Scheme Assets, they now have more opportunities. Rafa Salim, the founder of this project, says they started in 2011 and more than 200 students have benefited from it. She adds the numbers are growing annually.
We started this education program in 2001. The number has been going up annually. We have more than 200 students for now benefiting from asset program. The money we have for now is not enough.
Bakari Thea, a Form 4 student at a nearby Mida Secondary School, is a beneficiary of the asset program.
Students have been getting sponsorship here after preserving mangrove trees. For example, I have been taking part in these activities, which is how I got sponsored for advanced education. It has reduced the financial burden on my parents for school fees.
Her school principal, Salim Zome, as the asset program of conserving mangrove forest has helped many poor families send their children to school. A conservationist on the coastal region say they have a hard time sensitizing the community on the importance of conserving mangroves despite having active laws which regulate cutting it down. Judy Akelo, a mangrove tree researcher at the Kenya Marine Forest Research Institute, KEMFRI, further explains.
Ukiangalia the new Forest Act.
When you look at the new Forest Act of 2009, it has now been repealed by the Act of 2016, which insists of the need of a community to conserve the environment. Communities are allowed to form a forest association that gives them a privilege of identifying places to cut down mangrove plants.
The Kenya Forest Services officer at the coastal region, Nicholas Munyao, says any person found cutting down trees illegally can face tough penalties in the court of law. He adds they risk a one-year jail term or a fine of 50,000 Kenya shillings. Environmentalists here in Kenya have urged the community to conserve forest by planting more trees so as to prevent the changing climate patterns which the country has been experiencing for the past few months. Joseph Jira, Mombasa, for RFI.